This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We began a study yesterday of the great topic that the Bible is sufficient to answer every basic problem which human beings face. Now, of course, the Bible will not tell you how to fix a carburetor. It will not tell you how to fix your plumbing or build a house. But it will tell you the answer to the things that really matter. That is, the things about your soul. And one of the basic things with which your soul should be involved is that of truth. And so just at the end of our last study, we raised the question, as we start on a series of questions that are very important to every one of us, and that question was this: is truth absolute? Now, what does it mean to say that truth is absolute? To say that a proposition or a statement or a sentence is true is to say that it accurately describes reality, where you recognize reality to be what is, has been, or will be. Or, saying it in another way, it might be said that a proposition, a statement, or a sentence is true if, when it says that a certain state of affairs exists, that state of affairs actually does exist. If a proposition says that Johnny is riding his tricycle, and Johnny really is riding his tricycle, then that statement is true. If the statement says Johnny is not riding his tricycle, but Johnny is riding it, then the proposition is false. It's really just that simple. To say that truth is absolute is to say that the truth of a proposition is not changed by the conclusions or attitudes regarding it which are drawn by individual persons. Now, to show you the importance of that particular matter, we have only to recognize that many people in the world think that when they read the Bible, it doesn't matter what conclusion they draw about it, that if one man concludes that one must be baptized to be saved, and another one says you do not have to be baptized to be saved, that both of them are equally right. Now, that makes truth subjective or relative. It means it depends simply upon the attitude or the subjective conclusion of each individual person. But friends, every logical contradiction is false. And if you think that truth is subjective, that means that any logical contradiction would be true. But of course it's false, and therefore the subjective view of truth is false. So I return to the idea of saying, and it's so important because Jesus said in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I reiterate, to say that truth is absolute is to say that the truth of a proposition is not changed. It isn't changed at all by the conclusions regarding it which are drawn by individual persons. Now, the Bible was written approximately 1,900 years ago, and for a good many years now I've been studying it and drawing conclusions about it. But whatever conclusions I've drawn did not change the Bible. If indeed I drew conclusions that are different from what the Bible teaches, the Bible still teaches just what it taught before I ever read it. There are many preachers all over this land who are preaching all kinds of doctrines, and all of them claiming that the message comes from the Bible. But contradictory messages cannot come from the Bible, because the Bible is the Word of God and God does not lie. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18 says, "It is impossible for God to lie." Titus 1 and 2 says, "God does not lie." And in the Old Testament, the prophet Samuel said, in 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 29, "God is not a man that he should repent or lie." So to say that truth is absolute is to say that it isn't changed by what any man thinks about it. It means that the truth of a given statement, any sentence that you can read in the Bible, is not changed by the mental states of the subjects or the individual persons who consider or think about it. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us as we just introduced our study of the question of the absoluteness of truth. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue that study. Until then, may God bless and keep you is our sincere prayer.